From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It's Saturday, February 1st, which means you're listening to a special weekend edition of the podcast featuring the Capitol Recap. Coming up, environmental advocates in Vermont are reeling as the winds on climate policy change direction in Montpelier.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency, where support comes from VITA, supporting business growth and innovation in the Green Mountain State. From agriculture to manufacturing, energy to food production, find solutions that turn your business dreams into reality. Visit VEDA.org and see how VITA can help make it happen.
Republican Governor Phil Scott is now looking to roll back or revise almost every major climate bill enacted by the democratically controlled legislature over the last 4 years. And the environmental advocates, who previously enjoyed so much influence in Montpelier, now find themselves on the defensive. For this week's edition of the Capitol Recap, Vermont Public's Capitol Bureau reporter Peter Hirschfeld spoke with education reporter Lola Dufour about where climate advocates go from here. They also discussed how state leaders are responding to the threat of federal budget cuts out of Washington, D.C.
Given electoral losses for Democrats, I think most observers walked into the session saying, okay, clean heat, that's dead. But what about the rest of the very ambitious climate agenda that Democrats had set into motion? How much of that is now in play?
Yeah, you'd be hard-pressed to find another state in this country that has more aggressively pursued greenhouse gas emission reductions than Vermont. And everything that's happened on that front over the last 4 years is now very much in play. The Global Warming Solutions Act, this is a law that requires Vermont to hit emissions reductions milestones in 2025, 2030, 2050. The governor wants to get rid of those mandates. He also wants to get rid of this key provision that would allow people to sue Vermont if we don't comply with those mandates. You've got the Climate Superfund Act that the governor wants to roll back as well. This is a law that would allow Vermont to sue big oil for economic harms caused by climate change. And then we learned just this week during the governor's budget address that he also has concerns about the renewable energy standard. And this is a law that requires electric utilities to get 100% of their energy from renewable sources by 2035. The governor says he's worried about the impact on ratepayers from that as well. So virtually every major climate bill we've seen over the past 4 years is suddenly in play because the governor's going to be asking lawmakers to rescind, revise, or roll back provisions in all of them.
I'm not surprised about most of that, but even the Climate Superfund Act, he wants them to take a second look at that.
Even the Climate Superfund Act, which was the one major climate bill that Phil Scott did not veto, he says, I've come to realize Vermont is going to incur enormous legal fees waging a legal battle against large fossil fuel companies, and he's no longer convinced that the cost of that effort is going to yield the kind of returns Vermonters are going to need to see in order to justify those expenses.
In this kind of environment, what kind of messaging are you seeing emerge from the environmental community?
Affordability, right? That's the word of the day. Phil Scott used that theme in his campaign last year to great effect. And you're going to see the environmental community leaning into it now. They realize they're going to have to convince lawmakers and the general public that it is in people's personal financial interest to move forward with activities like weatherization, like the installation of cold climate heat pumps, that those sorts of projects are going to save them money, that it's a pocketbook issue for that.
Right. So it's no longer a moral imperative. It's the economy, stupid.
Yeah. And sure, for a slice of the electorate, the moral imperative is a very salient thing, right? That resonates with them. But for most everyday Vermonters, the concern is, what is my bill going to be at the end of the month? They're struggling financially. They don't have a lot of disposable income. And so it's going to be on the environmental advocacy community to convince Vermont that this makes economic sense.
Pivoting a little bit, Vermont went into somewhat of a panic earlier this week when President Donald Trump announced his pause, now rescinded, on trillions of dollars in federal funding. What are you hearing from leaders in Montpelier about the kind of messaging that's coming out of the White House?
So, enormous concern. The executive orders, as you mentioned, have been rescinded, but Democratic lawmakers know Donald Trump and a Republican-controlled Congress are going to be able to achieve the goals of those executive orders.
Or at least some of those goals.
At least some of those goals through the conventional federal budget-making process. That could result in an enormous amount of lost federal revenue for Vermont, which we're heavily reliant on, I should say. They're thinking about contingency plans. How do we potentially backfill lost federal funds with state funding if the worst comes to pass from a fiscal perspective? But there's general agreement among both Republicans and Democrats that Vermont just doesn't have the horsepower, as Finance Commissioner Adam Gresham put it, to replace all the money that we might lose from the feds. And that could lead to some very hard decisions in the not too distant future.
That was Vermont Public's Capital Bureau reporter Peter Hirschfeld speaking with education reporter Lola Dufour for this week's edition of the Capital Recap. Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. Our executive producer is Kevin Trevelyan, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Talk to you next week.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.